Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody out there. I greet you with the greetings of peace that only God has be with you. Yes, this is Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. And we're conducting this series. I believe this is part 5 of Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. Part 5, Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. Yes, and I always give the advice to everybody to go back in the archives. If you go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred and scroll down and so you can hear the first 4 parts. And if you really want to hear more, my first series was on addictions and recovery. Yeah, very good. Then I, all based on the book Reconnected. And then it was a series on marriages, improving and repairing marriages. Yeah, that was very good too. So just have fun. Go through the archives and just scroll down and get what you want. It's all free therapy. Yeah, all free therapy. You can download it to your hard drive, put it in your iPod, burn CDs, have it. Real good. And this is very good for us to have in order to have the best life that we can have. Okay, conscious parenting and personal growth. Yes. We're in this series, we're trying to, our intention is to have the best parenting skills and have the best personal growth development we can have so we can be better parents or be better anything, marriages or anything. You see, it's all related. Absolutely. And my book site, after the 3 W's, we have what? We have cloudsabundance.com, cloudsofabundance.com, all right? My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com, all right? Okay, fantastic. Now, and and also go to my Facebook there, too. It's facebook.com/childselflove. Again, facebook.com/childselflove. Like that page there, and you'll get regular updates as to what I'm doing with the book and book events. Okay, discounts and so forth, all right? Very good. Okay, last week we talked about communication and listening skills. Now you know, with the high rate of divorces, way over 50% now, I'm told, and problems, just generally speaking, the whole idea of communication and listening skills cannot be taught about enough. We need this for ourselves personally and for our communities. We need to have this. So we can talk about this for a long period of time, actually. You know, communication and listening skills. So last time we were talking about optimism. Yeah, being in there. Yeah, being very important for communication and listening skills. Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to go back and start where we left off last time, maybe do a little bit of, repeat what we did last time so you can be on guard as to where we are now. It's very important to understand. We can choose to be happy or choose to be miserable. Did you know that? We can choose to be happy or choose to be miserable. What channel are you tuned on today, right now? The happy channel or the miserable channel? You see, we hear what we want to hear. Sometimes it's subconscious. When someone is saying, hey, you look good today, you might say, who are you to tell me anything? Huh? You might knock her down like that. Who are you? Talk about me like that. Not even hear the intent of the other person. You can't say thank you. You gotta, see it as a criticism of you. Because you're on a criticism channel. Yeah. You receive it differently. That's not what the person meant. No, there is giving just a general, wonderful compliment. How come you can't accept that? What's wrong? Thank you. And leave it alone. So thank you, but thank you, and. Who are you? Thank you. Huh? How come we can't just say thank you? You see, it actually impedes the communication and listening skills process when you're tuned to the miserable channel. You're tuned to the channel that's criticizing. You think someone's criticizing you all the time, or they're judging you all the time. So no matter what they say, you're going to put it in that kind of category. It must be some kind of judgment category or criticism about me. So I'm going to accept it like that, you know? Yeah. So that's why it's important to understand, what channel are you tuned into? Yeah, that's important. What channel are you tuned into? Yeah. So that will determine, you know, that will determine where you are. And so very important to understand that. Okay, so again, you can choose to be happy or choose to be miserable. Mm-hmm. We are in control of those choices, and no one else holds that responsibility. Now, when you choose to be happy and optimistic, according to the law of attraction, you must receive the same, which will add to your happiness and reaffirm your optimism. Mm-hmm. There's always something to notice wrong with you, your surroundings, or the people that you see. Why focus your needed energy on those items? If some of those things get fixed, there will just be more to take its place. Why? Because you're attracting more of the same to be there. It is not going to stop. So why be in that mode of continuing to bring on more unhappiness? Why do that? Yeah. Why do that? How about focusing on the other side? Excuse me. The other side. There is another side that is being ignored on too many occasions. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of right with you, your surroundings, and the people that you see. A rose has beautiful, beautiful smelling, brilliant petals, and it has some very sharp thorns. What are you going to focus on? What are you choosing to receive? The prick or the fragrance? The punishment or the reward? And that is what it really comes down to in life. Yeah, for sure. What are you going to receive? Yeah. You got to understand, you know, depending on the channel you're on will determine the messages that you get into your conscious and subconscious. Mm-hmm. We either receive the rewards of our proper mental mindset or the punishments of our ignorance of the law of attraction. What do you really want in life? You make choices every day for or against yourself. When you make the decisions that are not in your behalf and the pain sets in on one level or another, we wonder why we ask ourselves, why is this happening? Why don't you think about the two universal laws you cannot escape? The law of cause and effect and the law of attraction. You can understand why this subject of optimism is so important to be internalized as a parent and as a person. You can't give what you don't have. Children, be what they see. They do not be what you say. Children don't understand the adult's admonitions and directives apart from the physical presentation. Now, in order for your training or molding to take place, you have to have congruence with your total language. If you don't have a firm belief you are saying, or your body language is saying something else, your children will pick up on that. The results will be rebellion, arrogance, back talk, or just doing the thing that you told them not to do. When you internalize optimism, that energy is also picked up by your kids. When they see the best in you, which is demonstrated by your total language, you will naturally see them respond in a favorable way. So, as you are having discussions with your children, demonstrate optimism with him or her and tell them how much you believe in the best within them. Hear that? The best within them. It is important to distinguish the outer self and their inner self. Yeah. The outer self can err, do foolish and silly things, and be mean-spirited. Whereas the inner self is always the self of truth, love, great potential, and is where all the great assets are hidden. Therefore, when you're consistent in saying how you love and believe in the best within them, you're going past their outer self of worldly influence. They can feel that, especially when they have done some kind of wrong, and you still say the same thing about them, believing in their inner self and loving that which is within them. Did you hear that one? Yeah, even if they got to be, you know, tightened up, disciplined some kind of way, you never forget loving their inner self. You know, just don't do that. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's very, very important to understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So optimism is a missing factor in many of our young lives. See, children have seen many devastations, such as parents arguing, parents fighting, ugly divorces, dominating parents, neglectful parents, absent parents, abusive parents, child custody battles, gang warfare, sometimes bloodshed in the streets, bullying, sibling rivalries, fear conflicts, fears of the street life, fears of uncontrolled public schools, fears of isolation and loneliness. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pessimism has become a way of life. Many have accepted it as their burden to bear, although the inner self lets them know that something is terribly wrong. Mm-hmm. You know it's right. By the way, when you're calling, a lot of people like to call in and just listen. If you want to ask questions, just push number one on your telephone, okay? Now I'll bring you right in, and you can join the discussion here. Your optimism will bring hope, love, and light to a dim life of despair and depression. Optimism, once modeled and consistently demonstrated, will stimulate and motivate the person to dig down into their most inward possibilities and bring forth the greatness that matches their new levels of self-esteem and self-image. Now, when a person shows that they're optimistic about their child and says to them that they truly believe and are supportive in the best that's within them, there's nothing that child feels that they cannot accomplish. Did you hear that? Yeah. Nothing. The healthy-minded parent, yeah, is saying to their child that they see in them greatness, which is greater than anything they could imagine. They see gold mines within them. They are born through excellence, greatness, and by the grace of God. They have a promised destiny to be major contributors in life. Remember, the healthy-minded parent says that. When a child hears and feels the energy of the what I just said, the above statements from their parents, this is when the seed of miracles is planted. Whatever that child decides to do as they mature, their objective will be seen through the eyes of optimism, excellence, and making their goals a historic fact. Yeah. I was looking at a video just a little while ago today of this brother, Imam, actually. The Imam, leader, religious leader in our community. And he has these two daughters. He's told them, you know, from the very start, before, as they're infant, couldn't even talk or walk, that the seed of greatness is within them. They're born with a purpose and passion in life, and God has chosen them to deliver his message, you know? And what happened is this one girl who was 8 years old, there was some kind of family gathering, and this girl just strutted through this, you know, crowd in the living room and said, "I'm good. Yes, I am. And I'm gonna create miracles. Yes, I am." And she started just walking up and down this living room, you know. Everybody said, "Wow, look at this child. Where'd that come from?" Well, her father was telling her this from day one. Now, and now I think he said she's older now. She's she's gonna be studying in London business skills in London, and graduated early, you know, and finished college in 3 years, doing great. Mm-hmm. He says, whatever she says she'll do, she'll do. Because what he planted that seed of greatness in her as she was an infant. And that's what healthy-minded parents do. Plant that seed in them. Let them know how great they are. Yeah, remember the word optimism means the strong belief that the best is possible and probable in my life. The strong belief that the best is possible and probable in my life. See, winners in life expect to win in advance because they think like winners. Yeah. They see themselves crossing the finish line before they start. That's very important to do. All right. Now, one of the teachers I listen to, my mentors in this personal growth industry, named Dr. Dennis Waitley, has a quote I like to read. He says, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and winners know that they usually get what they expect in the long run. So winners accept the belief that hope and a deep, unbreakable faith forged into a fundamental attitude of positive self-expectancy is the eternal spring from which all creative, motivating energy flows. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yep. There are expectations that need to be addressed here. We have, number one, the outer expectations, and two, the expectations that you have for yourself. Yeah. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Another quote by Dr. Waitley. While we all try to rise to the expectations that others have for us, there's no question that our limitations and success will be based on our own expectations for ourselves. What the mind dwells upon, the body acts upon. Isn't that something? That's something? Yeah, optimism is an energy. Yeah, when you accept that as being your creed, about, you know, the way you conduct your daily life, you'll see life changing for you. Yeah, even get more green lights and parking spaces. Yeah, for sure. You're seeing everything through an optimistic lens. Very important. See, this is what makes optimism a real step-by-step process. Too often, when people hear the word optimism, they blow it off or they say, well, sure, I believe in the best, without knowing the process to make it real in their lives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Know what you want. Believe you're worth receiving it. Know you deserve it. See yourself enjoying it. Feel the feelings of having it. Give thanks for receiving it, and then know that it is yours. Whew, that's something. Let me say that again. That's good. That's one of the coolest things I have on my website. Know what you want. Believe you are worth receiving it. Know you deserve it. See yourself enjoying it. Feel the feelings of having it. Give thanks for receiving it. And then know that it is yours. Got that? All right. There's a certain energy attached to optimism. And when you are truly optimistic, people around you can feel it, and they in turn start to feel positive. When I'm in a grocery store, and I like this, when I'm in a grocery store checkout line and I'm in front of the cashier, they normally ask, how are you doing today? When they see my face and hear my response, such as, I feel so good, I feel like levitating. How does it feel on the ground? They light up and start to feel better instantly. You know? Optimistic energy draws more optimistic energy to you. While those that are pessimistic won't come around. You see, when you internalize optimism, you emit an aura of protection against negative thoughts. Did you know that? Yeah. Negative thoughts are always going to be around. But they are at a minimum when you are charged up with these positive ions. There's now no welcome mat for negativity. So why would negativity hang around where it is not welcomed? Yeah, think about that. You feel better inside and outside. If you have a cold or some other type of dis-ease in your body temple, you will get better, faster, with an optimistic mindset than one that is optimistic, that is not optimistic. Oh my God, I got a cold, I feel bad, oh, I got a flu, oh, I can't be, my nose is stubby. You go through, shuffling around the house, all that, You'll stay sicker longer. Instead of saying, well, this is only a little trip in the road here. I feel good inside, Yeah, I can do anything I want to do. I start imagining myself on my trampoline right now. My body might be having a temporary challenge. Inside, I'm well. And what happens? You get well faster. Yeah, for sure. So, keep that in mind. All right. Now, when I'm teaching a class on this subject, I perform a demonstration using muscle testing or applied kinesiology to show how the body responds to optimism or positive energy versus negative energy. It is so graphic that my high school students think I'm performing some kind of magic, That's really something. All right? Now, I'm talking about the thymus gland. The thymus gland. That's the only gland, from my own research, in a body that actually changes shape depending on what kind of energy it receives. Mm-hmm. Right below the sternum here, Yeah. When we are in the optimistic frame of mind, the thymus gland is operating at full capacity. And when negativity enters, the thymus gland starts shrinking. The thymus gland is responsible for the T cells in our bloodstream, the T cells. The T comes from thymus. The T cells are responsible for the protection in our bloodstream from the unwanted antigens that invade our system regularly. Mm-hmm. These antigens can cause various diseases and maladies, even some cancers. Yeah. The problem with AIDS is that the AIDS HIV virus attacks the T cells, thus preventing the body from attacking the new invading virus. This is why, people infected with HIV virus sometimes die from contracting a cold that turns into pneumonia. You see, the immune system is now compromised, and when the internal gates are open, you will have unwanted visitors coming in, causing some level of chaos and destruction. When your thymus gland is smaller, you have fewer T cells in your system. Follow me. When your thymus is at full capacity, you have a full dose of T cells flowing through your bloodstream. Your T cells are plentiful, and your immune system has just received a boost. Yeah, when you're optimistic, happy, rejoicing, grateful, flowing with love, and also eating the best healthy food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're in this state, your thymus gland is at full capacity. Conversely, when your thymus gland is smaller, you have less protecting T cells in your bloodstream. Your immune system is compromised, and you're open to whatever viruses and diseases are lurking about. See? When you are holding grudges, lying, conning, faking, harboring some negativity such as hate or revenge, ingesting illegal and even legal drugs, thinking of injurious thoughts. Now, when I'm talking about negative energy, I'm referring to the negative energy in our mindset and in the substances we ingest. Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Thymus gland doesn't differentiate between a lie, witnessing a murder, harboring hate against someone, taking in drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, and foods that are not nutritious. It doesn't matter what it is. If it has negativity attached to it, the thymus gland will be affected. You might be saying now, how do I know if it is negative or not? If what you are ingesting is not proven to be life-producing, then it has more of a negative current. How do we really know? The thymus gland knows. Yeah. Chiropractors have always used kinesiology in their practices to see what parts of your body are weak, what parts are strong. Good book by Dr. John Diamond, Your Body Doesn't Lie. Yeah, this describes kinesiology and how we can use this technique to assess ourselves so we can know where the weaknesses are lurking. Yeah. See, with this information, see, we can actually go to our doctors with a feeling of empowerment and can be a real partner in the process of healing instead of just blindly accepting whatever the doctors advise. See, this by itself raises self-esteem. Sure does. Yeah, it's very important. I've done this many times. So here's how you demonstrate. You know, you can't see me, so I'll just have to paint the picture through this audio presentation so you can follow along and do this after the show. All right. You do need somebody else. You can't do this by yourself. Somebody has to work with you, so you need another party. All right, you can teach someone else to do it. Then they can do it with you. You can trade off. Tell the other person to stand erect, stand straight up. Your right or left hand is placed over the thymus, which is located right above the breastbone there, the opposite arm held out parallel to the floor with your elbow straight out to the side. Okay? Got the picture now? All right, face them and place your left hand, or vice versa, on their right shoulder. Yeah. And that kind of steadies them. Now place your right hand, I only use two fingers, on their extended arm or, you know, on top of the wrist. Yeah, top of the wrist. Just two fingers. Now tell them that you're going to push their arm down as they try their best to resist you. Now push down. What happened? Did the arm go down easily? Was there some resistance or was it locked in place? If the thymus gland was in full capacity, the arm would have locked in place and would not have gone down. And if the arm went down either quite easily or slowly, then the thymus was compromised in some way. This is a general muscle test for the thymus gland point. There's so many points. Yeah, so many points there. You got that? So you're facing a person, you know, say you're person A. You're facing a person. Person B is actually going through it. Person B has their, say, their right hand kind of placed, kind of like the Pledge of Allegiance, but move it to the center, okay? And then you're in a testing mode and put your other hand kind of parallel to the floor, out to the side, parallel to the floor. You can ask anything. You can try the telling the truth or not, or eating a Snickers bar versus an organic apple, anything. Yeah. Now, I do this in the classroom quite a bit. It's really funny. Yeah, I'm going to do it here. Okay? All right, so let's see here. Now, assuming that thymus, first of all, you want to ask how you're doing, first of all. If they say fine and the arm stays up, then they have a good place to start, good baseline. Okay. Now, firmly hold a sugar cube in your hand. I'm talking about the person is being tested. And put it over your thymus. Put a sugar cube there and put your hand over it. All right? Firmly hold the sugar against your thymus point and proceed to the muscle test. Okay? And get your right hand over the sugar cube over your thymus there. Your left hand is out parallel to the floor. Okay? Do the muscle test. Have the person push down slowly with only two fingers on their wrist. Okay? Your left wrist there. All right? Now, if you do this, you notice that the arm went right down? Yeah, right down. See, white sugar has negative energy attached to it. White sugar. There is negative energy in white sugar, cigarettes, most drugs, illegal and legal, alcohol, most processed and some inorganic foods, along with negative mindsets. Yeah, that I mentioned earlier, huh? You can put any of these items on the thymus point and your arm will always go down. Now, conversely, put organic fruit there or honey, and the arm is locked in position, your body won't, you know, your body doesn't lie. Your arm is in a locked position with it, with a nice organic apple. Yeah. Got that? I try to slow it down and make it clear to you. Anybody can do this. You don't have to be licensed. Okay? I went even further with this demonstration in the classroom. I would have a student impose some negativity to the person I used in the demonstration. Impose some negativity. Just, you know, you can do, you can put evil eyes on somebody. You can throw hate out there with your eyes. So I had students do this. They do it all the time anyway. So that was pretty easy for them. Okay. So, yeah, somebody in the classroom just throwing evil thoughts at the person, looking right in their eyes. Okay. With only the person's hand on over the thymus point, I told both parties to lock eyes as I pushed down on the arm. The arm would always go down. Why? Because the negative energy from the one was affecting the other one through their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the volunteer was affected by the negativity that the other student was projecting. But afterwards, I would tell the class that we have to not only monitor our mind states, we have to protect ourselves from the negative energies outside ourselves. Yeah, because people are throwing negativity on you all the time, wishing you harm with their thoughts. Yeah. If someone's projecting negativity energy towards you, now consciously, because you know what happens unconsciously, well, can't do anything about that. But if it's consciously, don't look directly into their eyes. Yeah, don't connect with their eyes. Don't do it. Focus on some other part of the body. The eye connections are too risky. Now, you might say, well, that doesn't seem fair. You know? Well, like, you know, in the classroom, here we got, you know, Bill could have had the best optimistic mindset, but Kim, let's say Kim is the other one, with her hating self, could affect Tom adversely if he looked directly into her eyes. That's just how that is. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why you got to watch yourself. That is just the way the body responds. There are always choices. Tom can, you know, or Bill can choose to connect with her eyes and redirect the negative energy inside him, or he can focus on her forehead, nose, third eye, or some other part and retain his internal strength level. Now, class, you know, the class looked at me and said, well, that sounds kind of spooky. You see? That's all it is. I'm telling you. Yeah. So it's very important to understand that. Okay? So my reference to the thymus point originated from my own research. Yeah, I did a lot of research in this area. And study of Dr. Hans Selye. Last name is spelled S-E-L-Y-E. First name Hans, H-A-N-S. Dr. Hans Selye. Hungarian-born, Dr. Selye is known for his research and publications on the effects of stress on the body. Is well documented in the Stress of Life, a book called Stress of Life, and from, quote, Dream to Discovery and Stress Without Distress. Yeah, so I did my research and found this out. Oh, yeah. If someone's lying, you get the same thing. If somebody's name is Jamal, and you have them put their, you know, right hand over the thymus and left arm out, and you say, what is your name? You say, Bill, the arm will go down. Yeah, that's right. All right, now look, let me share a personal story to me that I is very, very important to understand this as we bring this home. And this has everything to do with personal. I'm not off the subject. You know, this is still looking at optimism. You become the best person you can be. And, of course, if you're best and you're demonstrating the best, as a parent, your kids will see that, and they'll be the best themselves also. So I'm not straying off the topic. No, not at all. Okay? Let me share a personal story to you. By the way, I've had over 20 years in mental health and drug counseling business, so I have a lot of stories in this book, Reconnected. A lot of client stories and personal stories, okay? All right. I spent some years working as a counselor in a mental health facility in the San Francisco Bay Area. This was my first job in the mental health field, and little did I know that what I was about to experience. It is really something. Yeah. I was a musician. I was a music major. I'm also a jazz musician. Well, y'all know that. And so I was working at this recreation facility. Mm-hmm. And it was for the mentally challenged. There's one client, I'll call her Susie. She started yelling at the top of her voice at another client. She was saying, "No, no, stop, stop, no, 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 stop, stop," as she was doing harm to herself. She was actually pulling her own hair out and ramming herself into the wall, ramming her head right into the wall. Bam, 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 bam. She started running down the hall toward the front door. Okay? Now, this center was on a corner of a high traffic intersection, and she attempted to kill herself by running directly into the traffic, or whatever was in her was trying to kill her off. So what did I do? I ran after her at full speed, just barely grabbing her collar as she was just about to go into traffic, you know. One leg was already off the curb in the direction of the oncoming cars. I grabbed her as cars started honking their horns and pulled her back into the center. Yeah, there was almost a serious tragedy there. Almost witnessed a suicide. Now, I guided her back into the office, and we had a long couch back there. She was babbling away. Now, follow me. This is not spooky. I experienced this. It's not something I got off the TV or anything. Her babbling was not in any language distinguishable by me. Mm-mm. And the next scene reminded me of the movie Exorcist. Okay? Like, you know, I always talk about the devil speaks in Latin. This was Latin. I don't know. I've heard most languages, and this is something I never heard before. Okay? Yeah. Now, when I laid her on the couch and held her down, I saw some unusual signs. Her language was naturally English. But the language was not English, which was the only language she spoke. Her skin lost all its color as it turned bleach white. Her pupils became dilated and then would constrict forth. Yeah. Her head would frantically go side to side, and her voice took on a lower pitch, a much lower pitch. It wasn't her voice. She was clutching hair in her hand that she pulled out of her own scalp. Now I was thinking to myself, Lord help me. What am I going to do now? And when this happened, believe me, I'm just sorry. I had no experience. There are people there who are, you know, on a master's level, clinical therapists. They saw her, they closed the door, slam, bam, left me in this office area with this child by myself, which is something, you know. So a little voice came to me. Actually, God spoke to me, you know. God says, do not look directly into her eyes. Do not look into her eyes. So I didn't. I focused on her forehead, which I saw as I spoke very calmly to her, telling her that I and everyone there loved her. I kept saying, I love you. People here love you. You're loved. You're loved. You're loved. Now, after a while, her own spirit came back as I noticed her skin color normalized. Her eyes normalized, and her voice and language returned. Now, there are a few instances where she would revert or the other spirit would come in, but I kept up my calming talk on for a while until the paramedics arrived. Well, they strapped her on a gurney and took her away screaming. Imagine that. What an awful experience. Unforgivable. I was so mad at the staff who, you know, licensed and trained for this kind of thing. I wasn't licensed for this. It was, you know, God was right there helping me out for sure. Yeah. What on earth did I go through? You know? So, now, I was not going to risk having that kind of spirit coming to me, so I kept my eyes focused on her forehead instead. I was going to question this voice, and that voice came through me and said, don't look at her eyes. Oh, no. I know how to submit. Now, you can call me superstitious if you want to. I could see in my fringe vision the spiritual chaos going on in her eyes and body, along with hearing the low baritone-like voice of the invading spirit. She was possessed. Yeah, baritone-like voice. So you don't have to tell me twice. Anytime I know someone is angry or has any problem with me, I will direct my eyes accordingly. You better do it too. You never know who is in a human form and who is not. Did you hear that? You never know who is in a human form or not. Yeah. Yeah, that's very important to understand that. Oh yeah, see, that's why it's important to be a believer. You know, because I've seen things in the mental health business that are totally unexplainable. But as a believer, I can understand that. I can understand that. That's why you got to be optimistic. Know that God is with you. God's going to protect you. God's got your back. And everything good, God will let through. Anything good, anything that is good has your name on it. Protect it from that. Absolutely. Yes. So important to understand that, you know? Yeah. Now, there are many undiagnosed and officially diagnosed mental disorders on our streets and driving on the freeways. We have to be aware and guard ourselves from harm, from what we know and from what we don't know. It's interesting that when the paramedics left with Susie, the other staff members came out of their closed offices congratulating me on the job well done. You know, I thought about them. These staff members with their master's degrees, doctorate degrees, and years of experience in this field ran in and closed the doors when they saw me coming close with this gal. Of course, I lost all respect for them, but gained an interest in helping that population in any way that I could. So I spent many years working in the mental health field and learned a lot about life and people that I would never have experienced if not for this kind of work. Yeah. It's very important to understand that. You got to stay optimistic. That's where your strength, that's where your protection comes from. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. All right. Since I mentioned the fact that kinesiology can be used to detect negative energy in the body, I use lying. Yeah, I thought about that, right? In the classroom also. Just like I use two people from, you know, what did I say, Jamal and Chris, I forgot the names I just made up, to show how negative energy is transferred from one to another despite the mindset of the initial person. This time, I told Jamal, let's call him Jamal, to do some lying and some truth responses as I pushed down his arm. Predictably, his arm always went down when he was lying and stayed strong when he was truthful. Yeah. I explained to the class that it is important to their immune system to tell the truth. It's also as important to guard yourself and take into your body only those things that are proven to be positive and otherwise healthy for you. Yeah. Along with that, you need to keep an optimistic frame of mind as much as you possibly can. Yeah. I placed a piece of peppermint candy on Tom Steinman's point and told him to hold it there while I pushed down on his arm. I told him to think any kind of way he wanted to by himself. Call himself the greatest or anything. Well, you know, like I was talking about the white sugar. It was negative energy. Reduced the thymus, causing the weakness. I placed an organic apple on the same area and the arm stayed in place. The thymus loved the energy of the organic apple and thus was at its optimal size and strength. Okay, now proven, an optimistic mindset boosts the immune system. And as the secret or the law of attraction says, you draw to you that which you mentally and emotionally dwell upon. What you think about, you bring about. And as Dr. Dennis Whately says, you are dominated by your most prevalent thought. Mm-hmm. Knowing this valuable information, why would you or anybody make a conscious choice of being pessimistic, thus drawing the worst instead of the best toward you? Huh? When you get this chance to breathe clean air, pure air, and seeing what a bright, sunny day produces, a sane, healthy mind would not choose anything but pure and bright light instead of pollution and darkness. Man, you see that? Okay. Now, when you have this new knowledge, it is important to identify the saboteur inside. Yeah, Carolyn Miss talks about this in her book, Self-Esteem, Your Fundamental Power. Anytime you see yourself acting in ways that will go against your objectives, your positive life-producing mindset and goals, then identify the saboteur and start questioning yourself. Why am I making this choice of acting in this manner? Why am I doing it? Why am I making this choice of feeling like I want to do harm to myself or others? Why am I making this choice of conforming when my inner child suffers as a result? Why am I making the choice of not listening in class or to my parents when I have no healthy reason to disregard their directives, knowing they want the best for me? Why are you sabotaging your life? What are you afraid of? Are you coming from an optimistic mindset or a pessimistic one? By the way, don't say, well, I'm just being real. That's how it is. Don't say that. Everybody says that. I'm a realist. I don't believe in that optimistic mumbo jumbo. I'm a realist. Don't say that. We create our own reality. See, everything is a mindset. Almost anything can be perceived differently, depending on circumstances and where you are emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. Mm-hmm. It comes back to the choices we make. We have all heard the metaphor, glass half empty or glass half full. Doesn't it feel good to feel good? Doesn't it feel good when you go into a store, smiling at everybody, and giving compliments freely, and you notice that everyone there starts smiling too, and acting friendlier? Is that wonderful? Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's important. So, you ask yourself, these kind of questions like, why are you acting the way you're acting? What do you want to really attract yourself? What do you want to do it? It's very important. So, why am I making the choice of conforming when your inner child suffers as a result? Why are you sabotaging your life? What are you afraid of? Are you coming from an optimistic mindset or a pessimistic one? By the way, don't say I'm just being real. Don't do that. Don't do that. It doesn't, Now, I'm going to share another story about optimism and law of attraction. Oh, this is a good one. Now, I was in an optical office getting new eyeglasses, and when it was time to pay, I was a bit short. Now, in this shopping center was my credit union, so I thought, no problem. I'll just go over there and withdraw what I need, It was around 5:30 on a Friday, normally the worst time to go into any bank because of the crowds. That is the time I always avoid. Mm-hmm. Well, when I first had the thought of going into the credit union, I said, oh, no, the crowd and the waiting time. Oh, my God, they'll kill me. And by the time I get out of there, the store will probably be closed, and I still won't get my glasses. I then said, hey, Nazim, snap out of it. Snap out of it. And remember the principles taught in The Secret and the principles that I've already, submitted to, subscribed to myself. I made an immediate shift in my thinking. Before I left that optical store, I told myself that the credit union is waiting for me, is welcoming me, has cleared the way for me, and has a teller waiting to serve my needs. Mm-hmm. Every step I took toward the credit union had a thank you attached to it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clearing out the credit union for me, allowing me to make my withdrawal and get back to the optical store before they close. Yeah. As I got closer, I felt confident that what I was envisioning had in fact taken place. When I turned the corner entering the credit union, what do you think I found? There was no line at all, and there were three tellers waiting for credit union members. I commented to the teller that it is a very unusual thing to find no one waiting on a late Friday. She told me that it was strange to her also, and that it was crowded right before I came in. As I was leaving, I noticed people starting to come in and form a line, a waiting line. Amazing. It is one thing to read about someone else's story regarding the law of attraction and feel happy for them, but it is another thing to experience it for yourself. I bear witness that it works. Yeah, I don't get a lot of experiences like that, but I did get that particular experience. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I always do my little commercial in the middle. I'm Nazim Abdul Rashid, and my email is nrbookclub@gmail.com. My website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. Okay? Yeah, reconnect. I'm reading Expounding from my book, Reconnected: How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. All right? Well, all right. Yeah, for sure. See, parents too often don't take the time to find out what children really need to be healthy, balanced, contributing, sharing, and loving adults. They, like my own mother, just accept on-the-job training and let current circumstances guide them along the way. Meanwhile, the children have to deal with voids on one level or another, and sometimes the void turns into a trauma that lasts well into their adulthood, affecting others in their environment. See, optimism, accepted, internalized, and demonstrated first by the parent, then they in turn will impart the same to the child. It will prove very, very beneficial if the child hears and sees the benefits of being optimistic, and then be rewarded when they act in an optimistic manner. You see, optimism should be the theme of the household and will be felt by everyone that enters that home. The positive energy of optimism is very contagious. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's another family that I heard about. It was I got it on video. Where this father had four kids and very optimistic, visionary. Well, it was time to get a new car. So he powered by in their little car, used car, old car, and went down to the car dealership. I forgot what kind of car it was now. It might have been a Volvo. He put everybody in the Volvo for a test ride. He says, "Kids, I want you to study everything about this car, the color of the car, you know, it was green, the color of the interior, the way it smells, the way it feels when you get into it, notice how soft it is, notice the console, notice everything about it, the seatbelts, look around it, take mental pictures of everything you see about this car, yeah, and notice how the car rides. All that, okay? Now, he actually went to a toy store and found a model car, the same kind of car, a model car like that, a little green car, and he put it on the mantle at home. And he had all the kids visualize that particular car in their driveway, you know? And he said to bring back how it feels, you know, when it got into it, how it smells and everything about the car. Just bring it back so everybody has the same vision. Imagine themselves driving it. Imagine that car being in the driveway and driving that particular car from their own home. I don't know how long it took, but it took less than a year. You know? And that car materialized on their driveway. You see? Yeah. That was a person of faith, person of vision, and held optimism as his daily creed. You see? We can have things we want, as long as we know we're worth it, and we tune into the optimist or optimism channel. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah. It feels good to feel good. You know, why be a grump? You know, so many people that every day they got a frown on their face, and they don't like you if you smile. You know, you ask them, how you doing? Well, I got this arthritis going on. You know, my knees are bad, and Well, I got this little headache that happens every day, and you know my teeth are bad too, and I got the ulcers going on, and well, I got the blood pressure going on, and sugar, and I got all kinds of stuff happening to me, and I was in the hospital last week, and after a while, you feel drained just being around somebody like that, huh? You see? You say, you know, God's created you for greatness. Who are you talking about? Look, I've been around a long time, boy. Huh. Nah, don't work like that. Life is a bunch of BS. You got to deal with it every day. That's all it is to it. You see? Well, life is going to be pretty hard on a person that thinks like that. But I bet you we all know people like that. You know, I bet we do. So this is why it's important. If you want to receive the best, know that you deserve the best. You are the best. Yeah. That's very important, very important. And you'll have it as long as you believe it, okay? And I'm going to recite to you what I call the Reconnected Creed. This came from the spirit of the book. I say this every day. Matter of fact, if you email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com, I'll send it to you free. Called Reconnect the Creed. It goes like this. And I'm telling you, this will raise your self-esteem. It'll just your self-image, everything. It goes like this. I can create, and I am creating a powerful, passionate, peaceful, positive, and productive life for myself. I have unimaginable abilities. I can do anything, acquire anything, be anything I want to be. Nothing is impossible for me. God created me for excellence, and by excellence. His spirit resides in me, is a part of me, and is directing me constantly as a pilot, with me being the worthy co-pilot. All great opportunities and material gains are available for my use and enjoyment. I will be great at anything I choose to do, because that's the only position I can take that I'll be satisfied with. Any and all problems I meet will be beneath me. I have the ability to always rise above my stresses and problems and come out a winner, because I'm a natural winner and I love me for that. I can have the life I thought was only a dream with the accomplishment of my goal and joy in my soul. Unquote. That's good, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com and I'll make sure and you get a copy of that. When you get it, make copies and put it all over the house. Put it on your computer monitor, put it on your mirror, refrigerator door. I bet you read this every day. And 1 week, see how your life makes a shift. Yeah. And do that. I want to hear back from you. Email me, nrbookclub@gmail.com. Let me know how it works for you. I know it's good. I know. I have no doubt about that. Huh. I say it every day, and many people do, and their lives are better just from saying that. Yeah. Very important. Everybody get that? Okay. Now, optimism was not taught or discussed in my home as a child, although my mother was very optimistic herself. My parents never sat us down and talked about this idea. I'm sure a lot of y'all parents didn't do it either. Optimism was never passed along as a family tradition and a standard that we should carry with us all our days and in all of our relationships. See, my father, my particular father, was never around much, as he accepted workaholism as his way of life. He worked day and night most of the time, so my mother had to perform both roles with my brother and me. She laughed and smiled all the time. So that energy transformed itself into me having a humorous personality. They called me a little comic when I was younger. She didn't know how to instill optimism in us. She demonstrated optimism personally, which was great for her, but we didn't get the secret. Humor is a good tool for hiding unmet needs within. I use humor a lot and develop some good punchlines at the dinner table and at certain family gatherings. Everyone thought that I was fine because I smiled a lot, had a pleasing, respectful personality, and had something funny to say. Family members found it hard to believe when I have told them about the internal pain I was experiencing as a child and now had no reference for life itself. Yeah, and how I had no reference for life itself. Yeah, I was suicidal as a kid. Bad humor is my little mask I kind of had on me all the time. And so their response was, you, the funny guy? No, I can't believe that. You are such a happy child, laughing and playing. You unhappy? Are you kidding? honesty. Little did they know. I'm glad God saved me from it, because when I did try my teens and God saved me, I should have not woken up after all the prescription drugs I took. But I did, thank the Lord, and I'm here today. You see? It's very important. Okay, I'm going to close it out right there. Yes, I am. And let you guys know that next topic is going to be on gratitude. Gratitude, absolutely, gratitude. Yeah, that'll be Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, Part 6, with me, Nazim Rashid. Gratitude, okay? Very important to understand this. So again, my website, after the three W's, we have cloudsofabundance.com, cloudsofabundance.com. Oh, yeah, I host a radio show every Saturday called The Reconnected Show. And since a lot of you like to call and listen like you're doing today, it's 1-347, the phone number, 347-994-2524, 347-994-2524. And it's every Saturday, so 1 o'clock, most of y'all listen from the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock Arizona, I think 10 o'clock Pacific Time. Yeah, so, and the website, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Again, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. All right? My book is at Barnes & Noble. If you have the Nook or a Kindle, you can get it ebook format. Paperback will be also in Barnes & Noble and Amazon. If you're out of the country, I know I have a lot of out-of-the-country fans of my show. You have to go to Barnes & Noble and Amazon to get your book that way. Those of you in the States can get it on my site, cloudsofabundance.com. All right? It's important that you get this book. We need reference for our life. Our lives are in turmoil, a lot of us. We don't know what's going on. We marry and we shouldn't marry, and we do a lot of things we should be doing because we are dealing with the effects of, you know, negative effects of unresolved past issues. The negative effects of unresolved past issues. That's what my book Reconnected does. Yeah, it takes you back in time. So you can change the feelings of what you had in the past. You see? Yeah, for sure. When I say child self, I'm talking about the younger self you once were. So imagine yourself being a mentor or a counselor to a self you once were. My book teaches you how to do that. Okay? Yeah. And I'll go over the chapters real quick. So you got forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication, listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, attachments, codependency, and addictions, 12 principles of recovery, identifying and managing emotions, and the last one, how to be that mentor to your child self, how to go back in time and change scenarios and change the feelings you have with those attached experiences back there, you see? Oh, yeah. Once you clean up the past, once you clean up those old feelings you have, you'll find out their future is so much better. You have a clean slate. You're not carrying baggage into marriages or baggage anywhere or baggage into the parental role and destroying your kids with all the stuff you went through that you didn't reconcile first. Yeah. So clean up the past. You can do this. You can do this. You're worth the best. Tell yourself that every day, okay? And make the mirror your friend. All right, do real conscious mirror talk. Change the self-esteem by changing your self-talk. Start there with that reconnected creed I was just reciting. Matter of fact, I'll send to you as soon as you let me know you want to have it. Okay? All right, with that in mind, we'll close the show the way we started. May the peace that only God has be with you. The greetings of peace in Arabic language, assalamu alaikum.